A lawyer representing victims of child sexual abuse is calling on the federal government to extend the term of the National Royal Commission. The last tranche of the public hearings is due to start next week, when consultations will also begin on a national redress scheme. Jason Parkinson from Porter's Lawyers told The World Today's Emily Burke that he has grave concerns that the scheme could compromise the common law rights of child abuse victims.
I've issued more than 1,500 writs in Supreme Courts all over Australia. There are many, many people who went and dealt directly with the church and in their Towards Healing scheme, and quite frankly, they would have been ripped off. It depends whether those people are now going to be able to take proper action and receive proper compensation according to law for the harm that was done to them. I am quite saddened that the Royal Commission is going to finish. I would like to see it continue, because once the focus is taken off child abuse and the institution's response to it, I've got a real fear that it'll go down the order of priorities, particularly if vested interests allow child abuse to become cheap again.
The Royal Commission has heard countless examples of cases not being able to get up because of problems with evidence and statute of limitations. The fact that you've been able to get up 1,500 writs across Australia in various jurisdictions suggests that perhaps it's not as hard as it would seem.
Well, when we started, the bulk of those cases could have been thrown out under the statute of limitations. Some of them were 20, 30, I think I got to 50 years was the best I'd had of out of time. Now, no one wanted to speak to these victims because they were out of time, and a lawyer risked great insurance problems if he took on some of these cases. But we just did them, and now, thank goodness, the state governments have reacted in a positive way and they've gotten rid of the statute of limitations.
Across the board?
Well, not all states. Some states are still talking about it and they believe they're going to get it done. But, you know, really, you're either against child abuse or you're assisting abusers and the institutes. Governments have to decide which side they're going to be on.
The National Redress Scheme is in early stages of consultations. In fact, consultations will be held in February. That's next month. What hopes do you have about how the nuts and bolts of the Redress Scheme will be established?
The Redress Scheme is a dream that the Catholic Church has been trying to bring to fruition for years. It's an extension of their Towards Healing scheme, because they are going to try and angle that that they can bring huge numbers of people through the redress scheme, pay at capped levels, 10 cents on the dollar of what their claims are worth, and try and angle that these people then do away with their common law rights. That, I find that dismaying. The original idea of the redress scheme was that people could receive some sort of compensation to be paid by the taxpayer where orders or institutions had dissolved and no longer existed. That's what it was originally for. If it extends any further, yet again, victims of child abuse are just going to be dealt with as second-class citizens and second-class litigants.
Is there a way to get around, or is there a way to avoid it being a limited liability scheme under the aegis of the Commonwealth?
Well, they can do exactly what they're doing with the DART scheme in relation to children abused in the Defence Forces when they were naval cadets, for example. The DART scheme pays a capped amount, but quite appropriately, the Commonwealth has said, we will not take away your common law rights. So people, after they've gone through that scheme, can think about it and then say, well, I think I will exercise my rights and issue proceedings against the Commonwealth, and they can continue to do it. And we've done that on a number of occasions. So that is a very fair scheme. Now, I can't see why the redress scheme would have to be any different.
That's Jason Parkinson from Porter's Lawyers speaking to Emily Burke.